Now, a story of a little American town transformed each year for one weekend. Carthage, Missouri, has a rich legacy as a mining town with the grand Victorian homes to prove it, and a Civil War battle was fought there in 1861. But for the past 30 years, the most remarkable thing about Carthage, Missouri, is that 50 to 70,000 Vietnamese Americans make a pilgrimage there to pray. Tim Metcalf of member station KRPS has our story.
Carthage, Missouri is a quiet town of about 13,000. Every August, though, the population here swells by a factor of five when tens of thousands of Vietnamese American Catholics come to celebrate what are called Marian Days. They come to the campus of the Congregation of the Mother Co-Redemptrix, a Vietnamese order of priests and brothers that maintains a provincial house in Carthage. A 30-foot stone statue depicting the Virgin Mary welcomes visitors here. In one arm, she holds a baby Jesus. With the other, she reaches for the hand of a Vietnamese child. The figure symbolizes the aid many Vietnamese Catholics believe they received from Mary when they fled South Vietnam after it fell to the communists in 1975. At the end of the Vietnam War, several Catholic brothers and priests emigrated to the U.S. and were eventually resettled in Carthage. Brother Thomas Dien is the secretary of the order here, which was founded in Vietnam in 1955.
In Vietnam, we're still being persecuted, whether people know it or not, whether it's on the news or not. People are still being persecuted for the religion. It's a blessing to be able to profess your faith openly in America.
The Fatima prayer, which instructs Catholics to give devotion to Mary, pray the rosary, and amend one's life, is the basis for Marian Days. At 7 p.m. each day, thousands of worshipers gather on the lawn. Approximately 200 bishops, priests, and brothers conduct a service wearing full vestments in the sweltering summer heat and humidity. Peter and Navu Nguyen have been making the pilgrimage from Fort Worth, Texas, every August since 1988. This year, they brought along their three children, all under the age of four. Peter Nguyen says part of the attraction of Marian Days is gathering with fellow Vietnamese.
This is something that we can learn more about how to cope with life in America.
The influx of 60,000 people can strain the town's resources. Navu Nguyen says that while many residents seemed leery at first, they're more receptive with each passing year.
You can see the changes over the years. Campground itself has grown so much. As you come along, I mean, you see it. I mean, they actually have people putting their signs up saying that camp here, it's free, you can use our showers and our restrooms and stuff like that. So it's grown quite a bit. So, I mean, Carthage as a city, you know, in whole has been really receptive to us.
When Marian Days began in 1977, there were just a few hundred participants. While the town's population has swelled this weekend, Carthage will soon settle back into its normal routines until next August, when the spirit of Marian Days once again draws Vietnamese American Catholics from across the country. For NPR News, I'm Tim Metcalf.
We hear now from a Vietnamese American who has attended many Marian Day festivals, Quan Nguyen. He helped send two busloads of parishioners from Minneapolis, his parish's St. Anne St. Joseph, Hien. He's from Vietnam originally and joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What role does the Virgin Mary play specifically in the Vietnamese Catholic Church? How is she revered by Vietnamese?
Vietnamese consider Mary as a mother, similar to Lourdes or in Mexico, for example. But the Vietnamese people have their own histories of struggles through wars, through famines. And so she appeared to us back in Hue, the city of La Van. So she is the intercessor between us people on earth and our Father in heaven.
The intercessor.
The intercessor, that's correct.
It seems from what we've heard about Marian Days in Carthage, Missouri, that the experience of being Catholic in Vietnam and fleeing the country, particularly fleeing after the fall of South Vietnam in 1975, has reinforced the faith of a lot of Vietnamese Catholics coming to America. Is that true for yourself?
That is true. I lived with my family back in 1977, Easter Sunday night.
Easter Sunday night, just 2 years after the war.
Correct. And we fled by boat. At that time, people considered us as boat people. And we were on the ocean for, I can't remember how many days, but there was just a lot of sad stories out there about the whole trip. But we finally got picked up by a Japan oil tanker.
Did your boat almost not make it?
Couple times. If it hadn't been for the tanker, would have for sure capsized, because not long after the tanker picked us up, there was a huge storm, and we could see from the command center on the ship that the top of the tanker is completely covered with storm. So in a way, I believe that someone above is guiding us through this process and give us a second chance to life. And I'm looking at it as a way to give thanks and be appreciative of this second chance in America.
Quan Nguyen lives in Minnesota, and he has often attended the Marian Days festivals in Carthage, Missouri. Quan Nguyen, thank you very much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you.